Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. Paul is clear that faith is all important for those who want to be put right with God. Here he uses Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, as the supreme example of this. He trusted God completely, even when life was tough and there was little encouragement. It all began when God called Abraham to leave his home, together with his family, and set off on a journey into the unknown. When God later promised him as an old man that he and his aged wife would have a son, he trusted God once more, even though all the evidence pointed in the opposite direction. I love verse 18 of this same chapter, which reads, "Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations." That's faith, isn't it? Abraham showed total confidence in God. Now let's bring this up to date. Today, God is calling you and me to be people of faith amidst all the very different challenges of the 21st century. On this journey, it's good for us to be inspired by those who've gone before us. The Bible and church history are all full of inspiring examples. But it's also important to hear recent stories of faith. On Premier's radio stations and in our publications, we constantly seek to bring you stories of faith that will encourage and strengthen you. Very often, they're stories of people who've faced huge challenges, but they've found that their faith sustains them through it all. Abraham wasn't perfect, and neither are we. God isn't looking for perfect people, but for those who will commit themselves to him and place their whole trust in him. So let me ask you a question. How would you describe the life of faith to someone who's just started out as a Christian? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, we place our lives in your hands. Help us to trust you with every aspect of our lives. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.